Drop Zone AI has just raised another $16.8 million for autonomous cybersecurity AI agents that they say are going to be able to reduce your manual work by about 90%. So this is phenomenal technology. Today on the podcast, I'm going to be breaking down what exactly this means, what they do, and also some of the implications for the AI industry as a whole. So talking about the specific deal that was done here, the first thing I wanted to mention was that this whole funding round was actually led by Theory Ventures. And then they also had a bunch of contributions onto this whole thing from some existing investors. They had Decibel Partners, Pioneer Square Ventures, and InQtel. So Between the four of them or so, they put together this round, which is quite impressive. Another interesting thing about this whole company is that this is not a super old company. This was actually founded back in 2023 by Edward Wu. And so DropZone AI right now, I think, is really kind of at the very front of addressing a lot of these different AI issues that we're seeing, especially in cybersecurity. And what they're doing this by deploying pre-trained autonomous AI agents. So these agents essentially are built to help with the human efforts that is already happening in cybersecurity. So this isn't completely, you know, taking over and going to be an automated cybersecurity agent thing or anything like that. This is, you know, to work with actual people. But what's interesting here is they're really trying to identify some of the critical needs that the world has right now. There is, I think, approximately 4 million cybersecurity professionals that exist right now. So that's kind of their target audience of who they hope will be using these tools. So Edward Wu, who is, of course, the founder of DropZone AI, he recently was talking about all this. He gave a quote when he said, "With generative AI advancements, attacks that were previously complex and extensive will become really easy and economical. More than 99% of the cybersecurity teams do not have sufficient security resources to hire enough human security analysts to thoroughly investigate all security alerts 24/7, breaches, and incidents inevitably follow." So I think his big pitch here, which, I mean, of course, he would be making, is that, like, look, we have all this AI coming out right now. You can use this AI to have way more sophisticated phishing attacks, cybersecurity attacks, all sorts of code injections, all sorts of things. And so he's like, with this new wave of AI, of, you know, cybersecurity attacks using AI, you need AI tools to help solve these problems. And I think this makes a lot of sense. So the big thing here is that DropZone's AI technology is essentially kind of copying the thought process and techniques of an expert human analyst. So they've trained this to essentially do the same thing. It significantly reduces the workload on, you know, a human analyst, what you're actually supposed to be doing. And of course, like I mentioned earlier, the company is claiming that it's going to, like, decrease their workload by 90%, which is really a bold claim. And so it says that it's going to cut it down from, like, doing 40 minutes of work to just 3 minutes of work. So really, you're allowing the AI to do everything. Now, this is kind of a trend we're seeing in a lot of different AI technology where even myself using GPT-4 for a bunch of tasks, like, I think that that claim could be quite true. You know, sometimes different pieces of content that I have to produce, I have processes that AI is dramatically speeding up the entire process, right? I do a few decisions at the beginning, I plug it into a prompt, and it's able to spit the whole thing out. And this is really kind of the idea behind AI Box, the no-code AI app builder marketplace that I'm currently building. These AI tools automate so much. And by the way, if you're not on the waitlist for that, I recommend it. I'll leave a link in the show notes or in the description for you to go and get on the waitlist for AIbox.ai. A phenomenal tool coming soon on that. So Thomas Tungsen, who is the founder of Theory Ventures, right? The lead, one of the big investors here, said, quote, "DropZone combines a deep understanding of the security operations with the most powerful AI systems and security. DropZone's virtual analyst automates rote analytic security work to ensure stronger defense against an increased number of increasingly advanced AI attacks." So I think since DropZone was started, they've, you know, demonstrated a ton of growth, both with their technology and in other areas. Their technology already is active in over six production environments. So this is currently being used. And the cumulative funding that they've raised so far is over $20 million. So I think they had an initial, like, $3.5 million that they raised last August. And that's going to essentially help the company to expand their operations, including, you know, they're going to be scaling up sales, marketing, engineering, customer success teams. And I think they're particularly going to be focusing on hiring more engineers and security analysts, which is interesting. AI obviously cannot automate everything. You need more, you know, bodies. You need more physical people working on these problems, solving them to create some of these things. What's interesting, though, is that DropZone hasn't disclosed what their current valuation is. So while we know how much money went into the company, we don't know exactly how much equity they had to give up, et cetera, et cetera. So fascinating company. I think this is a really interesting time for AI agents because of such a major player implementing them, and also for cybersecurity. I'll keep you up to date on everything happening. If you haven't already, please leave us a review, a comment if you're on YouTube. Rate the podcast. We really appreciate it, and I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day.